Cooper Webb, man, fuck. You were so many points down. We all wrote you off. And now you're tied. That's what you do. We said it on our shows. We're like,
what,
do not.
Preview show?
That was Weege. He fucked you. Okay, yeah. Okay. No, we said it. We're like, look, if there's one guy, don't give him some life at the end of the series. But, dude, I was awesome. Great job tonight. Really impressive.
No, I appreciate it. Like I said, it's always a long season. And we were able to get close these last few weekends and have some good races. Tonight is amazing, man. To really to capitalize, get a whole shot, lead every lap, get another win. And with that, the red plate, yeah. It honestly is really cool. You know, I always believed if I stuck to it that, you know, I'd have some luck or stuff come my way, and I think it definitely did. You know, we all go through 17 rounds, and someone's dealt adversity, you know, and so it's huge. To be able to have the red plate is awesome.
Qualified fastest, too. I made a joke in our group text. I don't know when the last – like, you qualified fastest a few weeks ago, and this first time in forever, and now you've got two of them. So, like, just all day you were on it.
Yeah, I honestly don't think I've ever qualified pole twice in a season if we look at stuff. So, I only had four until this year. So, no, it was great. Like I said, I think we worked on the brake at trying to get faster. We know how fast Jet can go, so I needed to be able to match that speed, and I felt good all day.
What about that 3-3-1? Did you pull it at all?
No, I did it. I did the 3-in in practice. It was just, honestly, to me, the risk versus reward wasn't there. You know, I saw even Jet, it just didn't look comfortable even for him. And that's where I just kind of was like, man, if I have to do it, I'm going to do it. Because, you know, if it's faster and Jet's doing it and he's pulling away, I got to do it. But if I'm in a situation where I don't, I'm not going to. And I don't know if guys did it in the main or not. I felt like it went away pretty quick. But the biggest thing was the whoops. You know, I was jumping in practice, but we saw tonight skimming was the way. And
you never skimmed in main except for the end, maybe?
Yeah, the last lap I finally skimmed.
Was that the only time?
Yeah, only time. But okay. It's tough. You know, I'm always a strategic guy, and I stick to something. So, but, hey, live and learn.
Did you do any bike changes or anything? Like, why? I thought you and Eli looked good all day. Like, did anything change or?
No changes. We went one clicker change since on base. Yeah, so no, we're good.
And no jacket on the parade lap. You're the only guy. Was that like some sort of mental move? Like, what was the deal?
I don't know. Okay. Like, what's I you have to tell me the backstory to all the jacket thing. But
it's just you. I make a note of who's tough to not wear a jacket, and then you're the only guy. So.
I'm tough as F, bro.
Yeah, dude. It's gnarly.
I'm trying to be like Phil Nicoletti, man. Yeah. Stay hard.
Right, we all are. Hey, congratulations. Great job, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
Cool.